Victoria's Secret is getting a major makeover, saying goodbye to its famous angel models who'd walk down runways with huge, beautiful wings and very little else.
Roll tape. What is Victoria's Secret in 3, 2, 1, go.
Off and running. Rock and roll.
Victoria's Secret was an escape for some, out of touch for many. Sales declined, and the company said it's revamping its look with a new diverse group of ambassadors, including some of the world's biggest names, actress Priyanka Chopra Jones and soccer star Megan Rapinoe, among others. Cora Harrington is the founder of The Lingerie Addict. That's the world's largest online lingerie blog. Yes, this is a very big business. She joins us from New York on what happens to be her birthday. So, Cora, happy birthday. We hope you're wearing something special under there.
Thank you.
And your thoughts on this rebranding. Were you surprised?
I would say that the rebranding is overdue. I didn't expect Victoria's Secret to rebrand. They've been so entrenched, I believe, in their previous brand image, but it was definitely necessary. It was definitely overdue. And now we just have to wait to see how effective it is.
Well, it's not easy. You know, rebranding never is. But now, you know, swapping out, you know, winged angels for activists. So tell us more about why you weren't surprised and why you think it's overdue.
For years, I've been saying that Victoria's Secret needed to update their image. We had, a total, like a sea change, a total shift in the tide in the conversation with the launch of the Airy Real campaign in 2014, which had people thinking differently about what they wanted from models, what they wanted to see from brands. And since then, we've had, I believe, repeated iterations on that theme, culminating in Rihanna's Savage X line, which brought an alternative version of sexy, an alternative vision of a fashion show to the masses, one that was so much more diverse and so much more resonant, I think, with customers than the Victoria's Secret model.
Well, you know, it is astonishing. I love my catalogs. You know, Prana, Title IX. Suddenly, there are women who look like women. You know, they look like people you know. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it happened overnight. And it seems perfectly normal now. So it was a, you know, a shift in the marketing, obviously, but also a shift in what people want. Talk about that. You mentioned one company.
Mm-hmm.
There's others, Third Love, True & Company, that seem to be reflecting more about how women want to shop for underwear, but also what women want, not a push-up bra, but a sports bra.
We've seen a definite shift in the lingerie conversation towards comfort, towards people wearing what makes them feel like the best version of themselves, rather than being told what they should wear for others, how they should want to look. And I would say that attitude, that positional intimate apparel has further increased, has become even more apparent during the year of the pandemic or since the time of the pandemic when everyone was focused on comfort. Everyone was at home. We were wearing loungewear. We were wearing bralettes. And the Victoria's Secret brand was not built on you wearing these products to feel like the best version of yourself. It was built on you wearing these products to feel sexy. And right now, people who wear lingerie want to be told you're sexy and desirable and attractive as is. You don't need to look like a supermodel to be attractive. You're okay as you are.
Yeah. Look, the Washington Post took a deep dive into this. They noted other reasons, the decline of malls where the Victoria's Secret stores are.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the relationship with sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, who killed himself while in jail, who managed the finances of Leslie Wexner, who was founder of the Victoria's Secret parent company, L Brands. And Epstein used to pass himself off as a Victoria's Secret model recruiter. He was not. So that tainted the company. Do you think Victoria's Secret can come back?
I'm really not sure. So many customers have left the brand. Victoria's Secret is in the unenviable position of being a brand people want to see fail. And that's going to be really difficult to overcome. And the thing they have on their side is still their size, still their presence in the market. They're not going to disappear overnight. I don't believe they're going to have a lot of consumers coming back, but maybe they'll be able to attract new customers.
And Cora, we've been talking about Victoria's Secret, given them a lot of airtime. We've named some other companies. You who watch this industry, just tick off a few that women might want to check out for the reasons you mentioned. They seem to care about their customers and they're offering things like comfort.
I would say Aerie is one such company. They really initiated a change in the way people talked about laundry and the way people saw it and what they expected from models. Of course, Savage X Fenty by Rihanna is on the tip of everyone's tongue when it comes to intimate apparel right now. They've become known for having a diverse range of models. We also see, I would say, industry stalwarts like, say, Elomi, which specializes in those plus-size bras for larger busts that are doing more as well, I would say, in terms of attracting more diverse consumers. So the wonderful thing about being into lingerie right now is that there are more options than ever before. And that's also going to be part of what Victoria's Secret has to overcome. They're not the only game in town anymore. Customers can choose to go somewhere else.
That's Cora Harrington, founder of The Lingerie Addict, the world's largest online lingerie blog. Cora, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.